Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before we get this show started with our amazing guests, I got some hot tickets to give away. I told you I was going to give you some tickets to that Avenger movie, which is very, very hard to get at this moment. It comes out April 26th at a theater near you. So here's how you win. All you have to do is answer this question. Who was the first guest I ever interviewed on the Benny Randall Show when I began the show years ago? If you've been following me, you would know who this person was because I've talked about it quite a few times. And you can try to Google, but it's not going to work because I made sure I went to Google the question myself to see if I could find an answer, because I know people is going to cheat. Okay. And then once you know you got your answer, you're going to go to Bashani Radio. You're going to put in your name, your email, and your answer. That way we can reach out to you to give you and send you your tickets. Okay. Very, very simple. Go to BashaniRadio.com and hit the contest page and answer the question. Who was the first guest that I interviewed on the Benny Randall Show years ago when I began airing the show? Okay. Put in your answer, your name, and your email. And if you got the answer correctly, we will be hitting you back to send you your tickets. And I might even throw in some free popcorn. How about that? It's just our way of showing you that, hey, we love you and thank you for listening. These are compliments of the Benny Randall Show, our friends over at Marvel, and BashaniRadio.com. Please enjoy the show.
Some people move on, but not us. Not us.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or go over to BennyOnDemand.com. I'm right there, everything you need to know. Today is like all of our shows, another extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is April Mahoney. A native of Los Angeles, California, is an accomplished author, published in the International Library of Poetry Anthology, and is the winner of several radio and print ad contests. April has self-published and authored three fantastic books, Small Statements That Mean a Lot, Utter Magic, and Rico the Seagull. Making the best out of her mess. Ooh, I like that. With over 10,000 copies sold out of the trunk of her car. That's what I call an entrepreneur. Miss Mahoney, host of a weekly variety show on Blog Talk Radio. On the Edge with April Mahoney. That has been on the air consistently for the past 9 years. She's also the founder of A Good Person's Production. April produces shows, community events, and also performs spoken word poetry at a variety of venues in throughout the country as a featured artist receiving the reviews. Ooh, man, I could just go on and on and on about April. But April, we're here. It's time to celebrate. How are you this morning?
Thank you so much for having me this morning, Benny. I am just a humble girl, again, from South Central L.A., trying to do the thing here in San Diego, California. I wish I was there with you in New York City.
Yeah, it's wonderful here. Still a little cold, though. Still a little cold. But we
Oh, then maybe you need to be coming out here with me because we're going sailing tomorrow. But we'll make that happen.
Okay, she wanted to start this interview off just making me not like her right now. Okay, that's cool, though, April. We're just going to throw that into our cold face, right? It's all good. All right, April, you are an extraordinary communicator. Tell me, how do you find out what your gift was? How did you find out what your gift was?
Well, it was really interesting. You know, as a child, I had a challenge learning to hear sounds of letters phonetically. And my stepfather, who I absolutely adore, said, you know what, we're going to work on this. And he introduced me to Dr. Seuss and really encouraged me to read more, got hooked on phonics. And then I started to put words together, and I started to rhyme, and I started to enter contests, and I started to win, I started to get checks. And I was like, wow, there's something to this. So I really got excited about reading, and then I found a wonderful mentor, first black woman I had ever seen on the podium, give a presentation that just, I hung on to her every word, and I said, you know what, I want to be just like that. So I joined Toastmasters International. And next thing I know, a friend of mine asked me to co-host on this radio show, and I heard my voice and the vibe and the answers that I got from my guests and the responses, and I was like, oh, yes, a sister has arrived. So from there, I have been ready to deliver to the world and really just, you know, communicate and talk to people and be a good listener. I think a communicator is more powerful listening sometimes than actually verbalizing.
Very, very powerful. I love the art of communicating. In this, and speaking of that, that's a great transaction to transition. I'm sorry, transaction. I'm always thinking about money.
You talking money? Look at you. I know you're here.
I'm always thinking about that money. All right, that's a great that's a great transition to my next question, and that is, living in this digital age, April, where most people won't even pick up the phone anymore. They will simply text, they will message you, but we are losing the art of one-to-one conversations. What is your thoughts on that?
It's really unfortunate. You know, the actual gift of touching someone, talking to someone, looking in their eyes, laughing with them is so important. And there's so much miscommunication out there. You don't understand what somebody is saying when they LOL or, you know, that you really understand what they're trying to communicate to you, if it's sincere, if they're being snarky or sarcastic, or sometimes you might misinterpret that and that's really not their intention. So I really encourage people to don't lose that. You know, don't lose that. We've got artificial intelligence that's coming into play. The computers are going to be doing everything from telling you what's in your refrigerator to driving your car. So how are humans going to engage in that? And we cannot lose the art of communication. We can't lose that love and feeling. It's really important.
Mm. I like to get deep into a person's consciousness. Why were you put on this earth, April?
Oh, my God. Well, I've had that conversation with the Creator more than once. Mm. And my job is really to be a facilitator, to be a conduit of information, to be able to channel good information through people, to be a bridge to carry other people safely across. It's not just about me.
Mm.
You know, it's about everybody that I touch, everybody that I see, even the people that I don't want to be bothered with. Because there's some value in that too, you know, extracting yourself. So I've been put here to really try to be clear, to be good, to be the best person I can possibly be. You know, that's what I encourage at A Good Person Production. That's why I named it A Good Person Production, because I want people to want better, to do better, and to be better. Again, you know, we're ever evolving. I don't want to stand in front of the Father and he say, you know what? I'm disappointed in you. I want him to say, you know what? I am proud of you, my child. You did mostly, I can't say everything, but you did mostly everything that I've expected of you and then some. So I'm in a good place right now. I feel comfortable while I was put here. I think I found my passion. Again, that's always ever evolving. It's ever changing. You don't know what the situation is going to be from moment to moment, much less day to day. But I'm aware and I'm conscious. And I'm conscious of other people around me and really how I can be a good person, you know, here on the planet. That's why I'm here.
Mm, very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. What is two obstacles where you failed that taught you the most about yourself and others?
Where are two obstacles that I have failed?
Right. And that taught you the most about yourself and others?
Oh, I don't know.
Because the reason why I asked you that, because, you know, we fail to success in general. You remember, it's where you get the most pain at that gives you the most gain. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like in everything that we do, it's only when we hurt the most that we progress the most. You know what I mean? Because if everything
right.
is gone hunky-dory and everything mm-hmm. is flowing, the money is flowing, everybody's loving you, then there is no challenge. But the
right.
challenge comes in when we go for something and we don't quite get it the first time. And then that
right.
pain teaches us to gain. That is the question.
Well, you know, and I get it. I get it because I'm a true believer that the things that hurt you the most in your life are really your best teachers. And so I'm a student of life. You know, I think some of the things that have challenged me is I'm a very black and white type of individual.
Mm-hmm.
It's either on or off. So I've really had to work on that gray area and really trying to give people more so the benefit of the doubt, and because like when I'm through with something, I'm through with something. But sometimes you need to open yourself up and say, you know what, let me give this a second chance. Let me give it a third chance and see if it works. I don't know if I'm down with a fourth chance.
That's too
but
many
you know,
chances.
At least I'm going to try for three, because people make mistakes and I'm one of those people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, judgment. But I'm very clear about my judgment, because with judgment, that is my boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very clear about my boundaries and my space. I don't impede in other people's lanes. If they're not with it, I respect that. I don't try to force my beliefs on them, nor am I one to allow people to really put a lot of their influence on me. I'm very clear when I make a decision. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. But sometimes being a strong woman like that can...
That is so, so powerful. You've been in this communication game for a long time. You have your radio show. And let me back up a little bit, too. You say you was in Toastmasters, and it's amazing because I've known so many professional speakers that went through Toastmasters, et cetera, et cetera. In the art of communicating, like you do to your audience for the last 9 years, what are you trying to serve them?
I'm trying to I'm trying to show up curious. I think the best communication is in the question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a scientist. We're always seeking the answer, and the answer is always evolving based on the time, based on the temperature. So Toastmasters International has been awesome. It's a free program. People get together. They vibe. They tell you how to do everything from parliamentary procedure to being clear to reducing those filler words. You know, folks with them. Every other word is and they don't hear themselves. And it's
right.
Such a distraction. Or like young people, forgive me, millennials, but that like. If I hear like one more time, it's like, like. It's like, what, baby? What are you trying to tell me?
You know what? That reminded me, April, back in the days when we were young and people used to say, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What are you trying to say? I want to say what you're trying to say. Okay? So, you know, it teaches you about that, but also how to have a presence, how to have confidence, how to tell a story, how to tell your story, how to deliver with passion and punch. And that's what I want to do with my show. I want my guests to show up real. I don't like that word authentic so much. It's oversaturated,
mm-hmm.
You know, because everything should not be authentic. Everything should not show up as it really is. Sometimes you need to put some lipstick on it. Sometimes you need to brush your hair. Sometimes you need to get yourself together. You can't just show up authentic and real. But, you know, really kind of helping people tell their story, who they are, what's important to them, what is the differentiator between them and the next entrepreneur or the next nutritionist or the next artist. I want them to be able to tell who they are because each person has a very individual, unique story. We're not all the same. And so I want people to share that on my show, and I work with them to really extract that out of them and make it pure, but make it fun. And also I like to ask them questions much like you, that they've never answered for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a self-awareness, and it's really being engaged.
So tell me a little, my audience, a little bit about the books that you've written. And before we do that, I just want to let you know, just in case you're joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show right here on Bashani Radio Worldwide. And every streaming network, you can download and stream this program right here. It's just me, you, and about 2 million listeners. All right. We are speaking to April Mahoney, and she is an awesome communicator, host, and author. So tell us a little bit about the books that you've written, April.
Oh my God, they're out of sight. Everybody need to run out and get them. But let me tell you something, Benny. I've been on the grind, okay, because I sold them 10,000 out the trunk of my car. I am self-published. The first one is a bunch of cliches. Two of them are poetry. So the first one, Small Statements That Mean a Lot, came about with my brother, Jesse Kirkland, who has been in the music and entertainment industry for over 40 years. Traveled with Michael Jackson, the Beatles, Billy Preston, Quincy Jones. So he's been out there for years, but he always kept a little diary of small statements that really impacted his life. And so we put those cliches together, and I put them in a poetic format, and that is huge. So it's a great read. It's an easy read. And then I springboard into my second book, which was called Utter Magic. That is also a book of poetry, but it's a little heavier because we're talking about life, we're talking about love, we're talking about money, we're talking about gangsters.
You gone, girl.
Is this
a movie and a book? Is that what's going on here?
We're rolling hard. So I have been able to produce that as a live show for a lot of years, these books have been around for a long time. But the last one, Rico the Seagull, Making the Best Out of a Mess. And unfortunately for people now, it is out of print. But it came to me, I was sitting on the military base at a fountain. I'm here in San Diego, and it was a graduation, and a seagull swooped down out of the sky and snatched this sandwich right out of this lady's hand.
Wow.
And I hollered. It was hilarious. But the next day, I saw him giving himself a bath in the fountain. And I said, wow. I said, you know, you got a little suave going on. I said, I'm going to give you a name. So I named him Rico DeCito. I pulled out my journal and started penning the story. What I ended up with was an environmental love story, in addition to it being an anti-bullying story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a glossary of terms in the back, and I put some blank pages for children to really write their feelings, you know, because that's how children communicate through art, and I wanted to do that. Well, a situation happened where there was an oil spill. So me, being the entrepreneur and the thought leader that I am, I contacted the company, and I said, you know what, you need to right this wrong. You need to make a correction, and how you can do that is to purchase my book and distribute it. Okay, they bought 7,000. Yes, sir. So there's a power in the ask. I tell people all the time, a closed mouth does not get fed.
You
do not know what the market can bear unless you ask. All they can say is no. That's a two-letter word. And when you look at that word in the mirror, it means on. O-N. Either on to the next one or on and popping. And that transaction was on and popping.
Y'all about to ask somebody. Y'all just hear what she said, right? No means own, okay?
That's
so
right.
The next time they say you know, you be like, all right, I'm on to the next one. I'm on to the next one. All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot right here, April.
Okay. Because
it's going down just like this. You write some great poetry. Give us something right now. Let's go from the top of the dome. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to give you something uplifting on this Saturday. Oxygen. Just what we need, Benny, to lift our spirit to another degree. Like helium, where we about to be. High and totally free. Damn near giggly. Floating up into eternity. Because, see, brother, it's about a cosmic landing. Who cares about understanding? See me? I'm like the fish in the fowl because I'm thirsty now. I believe in a reservoir of dreams with overflowing streams. Crystal clear lakes and bubbling brooks. Two hydrogen. One oxygen is all it took. A sister in San Diego where the afro was hooked. So whenever you are down at the bottom of a riverbed, I want you to tune in to our podcast. Listen, breathe, and lift your head.
Hold on. I got to give you some snaps. Kevin, give us some
right?
snaps. Hold on. That was awesome. See, that's what I love. When people come on my show, you know, and they say they do this and do that or whatever, I want to put you to the test. And you've seen how April came through with flying colors, ladies and gentlemen, right? You know how I've been doing this. We've been doing this for over 25 years, okay?
Wow.
So you know we don't play. So we only get the right people to come on this show. I love that. I mean, one day when I grow up, I'm going to learn how to do some poetry and it's going to go down. You know what I mean?
That's right. I'm telling you, it's a lady killer. all a man needs is a pretty smile, smelling good, or something sweet to say, and that's it. You in the game.
Oh, I got
you. Work in the game.
I got all that already. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Oh,
as
I'm scared of you.
You better ask somebody. So tell my listening audience, April, a little about A Good Person's Production.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, baby. Repeat that.
Tell my audience about your company. I think it's A Good Person's Production.
Well, A Good Person Production is, I came up with that name because, as I said before, is what I aspire to be. When I wake up in the morning and my feet touch the ground, the first thing I do is say thank you. And then I go in there and I start my morning meditation and I ask the Father to guide my steps and to help me be a better person. I'm not going to make it to perfection. It would be, I would be cheating myself. I would be lying to myself if I thought I was going to be perfect. Plus, I don't want to be perfect because then there's no learning.
Mm-hmm.
And as you asked me before, there is learning in the pain that we experience. So I said, well, what do I want to do? I want to make this my mantra, A Good Person Production. I want every person that I touch to at least do something to change the game, to make it better, to not be angry, to not be emotional, to show up differently in the world. You know, that's like us as Black people. It hurts my heart that every time someone has something derogatory to say or shows up in blackface or, calls us, the N-word whatever it is, we still showing up the same way that we showed up 60 years ago.
Wow.
We need a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to position ourselves. We need to be able to give a different reaction, because then there'll be a different response. People know that they cannot hook you with that. And so that's what I try to do. I try to challenge people. I really try to blend the color line. I don't want people to come to me and say, I don't see your color. I want to see your ethnicity. I want to taste your food. I want to hear your music. I want to love the way that you love. And all that is important, because could you imagine if every flower in the garden was the same?
Mm.
Could you imagine if every bird in the sky was the same?
Be boring.
It would be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It would be horrible if everybody thought like you thought. Well, you know, Benny, they'd all be brains, but but I mean, on the real tip, there would be nobody to challenge you, nobody to offset what you do, nobody to really appreciate what you do, because they're doing what you do. So we don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be the best people that we can possibly be. It's not going to be perfect. And be able to accept responsibility for your actions. Don't be a victim. Oh, somebody did this to me, or I can't make that money, or I don't have this, or he hurt me, or I'm, you know, quote unquote, still the person that's on drugs, or I'm the person that has still been sexually assaulted. That
mm-hmm.
is a part of your narrative, but that is not the totality of who you are. And that does not need to be the first thing that you say in your 30-second elevator speech. Okay? You need to arrive at your destination right where you are, and you need to be able to soar like an eagle. And that's what good people do. And they try to pay it forward in every way they can. Don't be stingy with your money. Money is nothing but a vehicle of exchange.
Mm.
They used to use feathers. They used to use stones. They used to use, they still use in people. But
very, very
to pay
powerful.
It forward and to and plant a seed and to make it fruitful.
Mm. So let me ask you this. I want you to really dive into this question. If you can solve one world problem in the world today, what would it be? If you had the power to solve one world problem.
I think that it would be people's listening ability. I want them to be able to hear what other people say, and to, you know, go by the facts. Go by the facts. If it's blue, it's blue.
Mm.
I don't want to hear this blue mixed with green or blue mixed with yellow. Go with the facts. And to try to be kind to people. You don't have to go along to get along. You can be real. You can be in your space, but be respectful of other people's space and embrace that, because that is going to make you a better person, and it's going to make your life so much more fulfilling.
Mm, I love that, man. I really, really love that. April, why do you love people so much?
Because why do I love people?
Right, because I sense as I listen to your conversation that you have an honest love for people in general, and for serving people and for helping them grow. So my question to you is, why do you love people so much?
Because people are powerful, because people have a brain. That's what I call my listeners on my show. Because these are people that are able to edit and filter good information. These are individuals that can agree to disagree and not be disagreeable. These are the change agents. These are the lovers. These are the mothers, the fathers, the children, the givers. These are the sufferers. These are the people that are incarcerated. These are the people that are out in the field working to prepare our...
Oh, that's very powerful. I like she say she has a show, How to Stop Cursing. No.
Oh,
let me
I'm
take that back.
Link.
She ain't say cursing. She say cussing. Y'all better know she's keeping it 1,000 here, okay? 1,000. That's April for you. And I love your first name because, see, I was born in April. Okay?
Oh,
yeah,
thank
so.
You so much. Yeah, I'm telling you, I was born in August. But I was a 60s baby. They was doing something. They was tripping on something. This is August. But let's name her April.
Wow. all. April, I love April. It's the fourth month, and the fourth month is where all the money is at, because if you look on
the keyboard,
there's a four, there's a money sign right above it. That's why we get this paper, because it's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Y'all better ask somebody.
That's right.
April, this has been an awesome interview. Time goes so fast when you're having fun. I felt like I was just talking to you for like 10 minutes, to be honest. You know what I mean? April, if they want to know more about you, where they can learn more about you, your radio show, everything you do, where can they do that?
They can touch me all over the planet. Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of that kind of stuff. But my website is on the World Wide Web at agoodperson.biz. That's agoodperson.biz, because I'm taking care of business. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ April Mahoney. That's April the month, Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y. Click on over 300 episodes. We have a variety show. We talk about art, entertainment, music, science, finance, research, love, entrepreneurship. We even be vibing, you know, podcaster to podcaster all over the planet. That's there, and I am there for you. You got an interesting story? Come on. I'm willing to talk to you about it and share it with the world.
Very, very powerful, April. Your final words?
My final words is I thank you and I honor you for what you do, how you pay it forward, how you encourage people to really do wise with their money and to make more money, to be able to support other endeavors, to lift other brothers and sisters, I don't care what color you are, to be the greatest person that you can be. And I really just want to be a humble servant, and I want to show up real. I want to have a good time in the process, and I want to keep loving on everybody I can.
And the beauty is you're already doing it, so it ain't
Thank
even
you.
A fact. You are doing it, and I really appreciate you coming on the Benny Randall Show, where we
Thank
believe it is your business to know. We only talk to extraordinary entrepreneurs here, those who are changing their lives and changing the lives of others. And April is a great example of that. 9 years on the radio, 3 powerful books, and a production company that's based on good. I don't know what else you want from her. You know what I mean? She don't gave you it all and the bathwater. All right? That's the beauty of it here. And make sure you go check her out and support what she's doing and all that she has already done, and reach out to her if you so need be. And with that, April, I appreciate you being on the Benny Randall Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And my final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, is this. As we talk to April today, you realize she has a mission, and she knew what that mission was right from the giddy up. She knew what her mission is, and she's living her mission every single day. My question to you, are you living your mission? My question, are you waking up doing what you love to do? Is what you're doing servicing not only yourself, but your community and the world around you? Because any help starts at home, ladies and gentlemen. I always say, and I say this to my investor groups and things, first, you got to buy your neighborhood. You got to buy your state. Then you buy the country. And that's in everything that you do. And April is a shining example of that, of how she started with herself. She got herself right, and then she began to help other people get themselves right. And that's what it's all about. As she stated earlier in this conversation, you can't take it with you. Because honestly, ladies and gentlemen, all my years on this earth, all my sexy years on this earth, yeah, I said it, I have never, ever seen a U-Haul behind a hearse. So all of this stuff, it's just stuff. I've seen people leave tons of stuff for other people. But are you going to leave stuff, or are you going to leave your legacy? And that's what April is doing. She's leaving a legacy that will go on and live way beyond her. And if that appeals to you, then reach out to her. Until next time, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or go to BennyOnDemand.com, our private community, where we can get up close and personal. Until next time, like I always say, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. The sexiest voice in America. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Go. Boom.
Major key alert.
Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
Yeah. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We global. BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
We're taking over the radio.
Hey, everybody. Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.